Good morning, Unity.
Good morning.
My name is Asia Muhammad, and today I will be introducing Jaden Zachary Taylor Ford, graduating from Suitland High School as an international baccalaureate student. Jaden has been attending Unity since the age of two. While at Unity, Jaden has participated in a number of different activities. Jaden has gone on both Unitine and YOU retreats. He has assisted in the kitchen during hospitality. He has participated in multiple of our food drives during the holiday season and has also engaged in multiple of our Stand Up for Humanity activities this year. Jaden has had many accomplishments throughout high school. He has placed second in his high school science fair. He has won a Prince George's County Award in Optics. He has also appeared on the TV show It's Academic. Jaden has run track at some of the biggest meets on the East Coast, such as New Balance Nationals, Penn Relays, and the VA Showcase. Jaden is number two all-time for his high school in the 3200 and recently qualified for the state's meet in the 800. Jaden has participated in some of the National Society for Black Engineers camps and has won numerous awards for his robotic skills. Jaden also plays a large role in his community as part of his town's TV production program, helping film for his community. He was a member of Suitland High's newspaper, covering big events such as his high school's homecoming game. Jaden has also been an award-winning participant at Patriots Technology, and he later became a judge for the program for multiple years. Jaden plans on attending the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, majoring in communications, and ultimately wants to write his own TV program. Unity of Washington, D.C., Jaden Zachary Taylor Ford.
Hello, Unity.
Hello.
My name is Jaden Zachary Taylor Ford. I am a recent graduate of Suitland High School. I have been a member of this church for 15 years, since I was two, playing around in Unitots. In my time at Unity, I have been to Unitine retreats, I've been to Raleigh, served in hospitality, did Thanksgiving and Christmas food drives with the church. Many may remember me from when we used to have children's choir. I had a solo part. Of all the songs that we sang, my favorite was I Need You to Survive. I'm not sure if you guys remember, but it is His will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. Back when I was... I had better vocals when I was younger, but... I can honestly say I love that song, and I am lucky to have people in my life who love me unconditionally. They're here with me today, my mom, my mentor, Mr. Dominique, who's been with me since middle school, my family, and everyone who supported me throughout the years, including my YOU teachers, Ms. Sharon, Ms. Sandra, and Ms. Krishan. Luke 17:6 says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. My ability to have faith was tested all through my high school career. If I could pick one word to describe my life up until this point, it would be unpredictable. Many of my goals or accomplishments I never saw coming, and life took me from my original goal and led me places that had completely unexpected but wonderful results. When I was growing up, I wanted to play basketball. I was constantly outside practicing to improve my shot and dribbling and joined rec league until high school to see how good I was compared to others. When I got to high school, my goal was to play on Suitland's basketball team so I could be recruited to the next level. Except I was not picked when I tried out as a freshman. But I believe when you put yourself out there, God will help you find a path to be successful. I also know that God is a giving God, and when you show some initiative and show that you are ready, he will turn 5 loaves of bread into 5,000. So I tried out again as a sophomore, and again, I wasn't picked. I felt I was cut because of my height, which led to insecurities that still linger to this day. I felt beaten and battered. My mom would tell you, when I got cut, it was the first time she really saw me cry because I was tired of feeling like I was useless almost, and I felt like I was out of place and didn't really fit in. At that moment, my mom had told me, what do I want to do? Do I want to find something I'm good at? Do I want to stay down? Or will I find something that will pick me up? As a freshman of Suitland High School, I was antisocial, awkward, and out of place everywhere I went. People thought of me as quiet, and I had honestly been down my first year and a half at high school. I really came to school with one friend, and when he wasn't around, I had no other social interactions. My mom, who has been my backbone and the best mom I could ever ask for, was always looking for my best interests. So she made me join clubs in my school, one, to build my resume, and two, to have social interactions in my school. The first club I attempted to join was the newspaper club. The club was filled with seniors and with almost no new recruits, and had almost no new recruits, so I felt out of place with them. I then tried its academic. It was the first club I joined and enjoyed. I got along with the other people there and made some of my first real friends. The leader of the club, who I got recruited by, Ms. Caldwell, she was one of my most motivating teachers, and she was one of the few people I could go to in my school whenever I had a problem. I felt she really cared about me and my future, Despite the successes I had, its academic only met at one time a week, and the people in the club were a year older than me, so outside those Thursdays when we met up, nothing really changed, and I was still by myself. At that moment, the words my mom told me about will I stay down or pick myself up was in my head, so I tried track. Over the summer, I had to run 2 to 3 miles a day to get to and from work, and I had also believed that joining track would help me get ready for basketball the following year. It was honestly the best decision I've made my high school career. On my first week joining, I hadn't talked to one person. I came, ran, and then went back home. The second week, my coach decided I was good enough to run with people who had already been on the team as I beat all the new people every time it was a race. So I joined with the veterans on the team, and I made my first two friends. We were similar in skill, so we used each other to push ourselves. Still, I had my doubts because compared to the bulk of the team, I was still slow, and I had confidence issues due to basketball. When we went to our first meets, I was good enough that my coach let me run in events, but I would always come near last every race. My confidence finally rose, however, at our novice versus varsity meet against 9th and 10th graders. I got bronze in the 800, which told me I was actually good for where I was at. I began to become more social with the team, and I really felt at home. In 11th grade, I did not try out for basketball again. Track had become the focal point in my life. God saw that I wanted a sense of belonging in his world, so he gave me a talent in track. Our 4x8 team medaled every meet, crushing most competition we had. All throughout 11th grade, I qualified for states every season. However, with the firepower we had on the team, I still had a lingering feeling that I was being carried. As my senior year was around the corner, I knew I would be the only one left on that 4x8 team, but at that time, I didn't let it bother me as we had almost qualified for nationals, which is the most prestigious meet in high school track, but we had really just missed it. When my senior year came around, I lost the shyness I had. I completely popped out of my bubble. My senior year, many of the people I joined the team with were gone, but so was their much-needed skill. When the season started, I was the only one getting achievements. No one else on my team was really even close to my vicinity, and I felt my love for track starting to die. I also hit a new low because my its academic teacher, Ms. Caldwell, had passed away. I can honestly say I did not take that too well and went into a state of being quiet and to myself. I just didn't really feel any type of way about much at that point until my coach put me in a race at the Virginia Showcase, and our team was 0.9 milliseconds away from qualifying for indoor nationals. Even that excitement died out, however, as one of the big pieces to that relay had quit the team. I didn't see the team going anywhere, and my college offers were scarce, when suddenly a school in Iowa offered a $27,000 scholarship for me to run at their school. I declined the offer, but the idea that a school wanted me that much once again motivated me to run track, and when outdoor season came, we qualified to run the 1600 SMR at nationals, with me running the 800 leg. On that week, I was selected to run at Penn Relays. I'm not sure if you guys heard, NBC News, Penn Relays. It's an international race with teams from all around the world, and I can say I felt good having the chance to run in 30,000 to 40,000 people, but to get first place and being awarded gold at the meet, I don't think I could ever recreate that moment. God has been with me the whole time, telling me that if I put effort, He will give me the chance to achieve dreams and goals I never thought I'd have. And if track defines my high school career, then rally defines my unity experience. When you are in high school, you attend an event called rally. Rally is a weekend where YLU from unity churches in the region come together. Rally was a life-changing experience for me. My trip has given me friends that I still have to this day. The people there have similar ideologies as me, so getting along with them was easy. The constant positive affirmations I have received from them boosted my confidence. It made me feel like people believed and saw the good in me. When I don't have anyone to talk to, I could text them or call them, and they would be there to boost me up. I was given a sense of belonging back when that feeling was rare for me. The next step in my life is unpredictable, and I have no idea what is coming my way. But I face it with a mindset that I'm getting closer to my calling. I remember unity. What I will remember from unity is that if you have faith, at least the size of a mustard seed, God will meet you halfway. And when things don't go my way, I will remember my mom's words, "Will I stay down or pick myself up?" I will be attending University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, in the fall of 2019 to study communications. I will continue my track career and soar to new heights. I also know that if I ever decide to branch off and try something new, God is good, and as long as I take initiative, He will make a path for me.